I'd like to have a word of prayer, and then I have some questions, a question or so for y'all to be thinking about. Well, I want to know if you could give us a short thought of whatever that you come in, someone that you come in contact with this year, this week, as we were talking about last week, and if you can give us any examples of that, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time once again to come together. We thank you for this opportunity that we have to discuss, Lord, about coming and being engaging people. We just pray, mm-hmm. Lord, that we look at this day, that we can bring honor and praise and glory to you. And we just thank you for the God that you are and the one that we serve that's been pointed out this day. Guide us in all we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so does anybody have a short thing that they can share with us this morning that they come in contact with people?
That was the homework assignment.
That was. So see, I'm giving first.
I'm glad you're doing that. Okay. We were supposed to pray for God to give us somebody.
Yes.
And then you were going to engage them, okay. Approach them, and have a spiritual conversation.
Okay.
And you all said you were going to do it, as I recall. You weren't here.
Anybody did it? Well, you're all thinking about it. So this past week, I took my Elder Cromer here's advice, and I started trying to write down all the different things and people that I'd come in contact with this week and people that I'd had conversations about, okay? And lo and behold, I come up with, gosh, I don't know, 10 or 12 people, and I have stories about every one of them. But the one that I guess I will share with you that come in contact with last would be Mr. and Mrs. Cromer, your dad and mother.
Well, you saw them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were sitting in a restaurant, and my wife went in and sat down before me, and I went back and sat down, and I looked over there, and she said, "Did you see who was sitting over there?" And I said, "No." She said, "Well, look again." And I says, "Oh, my." First thing I thought, I'm in trouble. You know, I bypassed your dad. I didn't speak to him. Okay. So anyway.
That's all right, because he doesn't really like people.
Yeah. But anyway, when he got done eating, well, first your mother came over first.
Yeah, she does like people.
And she came over and said that she was going to have a birthday right away. Mm-hmm. And when she had her birthday, she's going to be the boss for a while until he catches mm-hmm. up. That's what she told me. And she's going to be 86 or 7, anyway,
no.
That they're going to have. Anyway, she'll amazing,
be,
amazing.
She'll be 88.
88. Ahead of your dad.
Yes, six months.
Yeah, 6 months. And anyway, the conversation led on, and the first thing we were talking about was great-grandchildren, you know. And so we had a conversation about great-grandchildren and them being and how often that they've been coming to church and everything. And so we tried to be a witness for that and talk to them about, you know, their lives and all that. So that was my story, you know, that was kind of interesting. That was actually your dad and mother that we ran into. The time element is the big deal about engaging. I guess one of the other highlights that I would share also this week is I got a call from the couple that the fellow that we've been trying to mentor, and he had, and he called me and said that they would been trying to get a time where they could get together, we could get together again and have another Bible study. So that was another real highlight for me this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an example of being aware of somebody that God puts in your life, and you just have to take advantage of those things. You can't allow yourself to be distracted or ignore that person. You just can't do that. You know, one of my fears is the older I get is that someday I'm going to be talking to Jesus. He's going to ask me, you know, how did you do? And I don't really want to have to tell him that I ignored 150 people that he put in my path because I was too busy. I mean, that's pretty lame. And I mean, it's just essential. You have to talk to people, and that's not easy. So what? Just do it anyhow. But anyhow, last week I asked you guys to write down who had invested in you, and I didn't think of it at the time, but Ruth Ward and Paul, I mean, those were 40 and 50 years ago. So let's try to bring it into, what, 2 years? No, I always tell my guys it's a two-way street. And it's just like going to Honduras. They, you know, you heard Darwin talk about how much we do. And I think I've got far more from them than I've contributed to Honduras. You know, they bless me far more than I do, it seems to me. But anyhow, just write down or take a couple minutes and write down just somebody in the last year or two, okay? Someone recent. Yeah, the homework was pray for God to give you someone and then that you engaged them, approached them, had some sort of spiritual conversation with someone this week out of the ordinary, out of the routine. Okay, what'd you write down? Do we have anybody else? I mean, we're allowed to say names, you know? We all know everybody. We're allowed to say names.
Were you the one that sent me the thing one day that says we're going to be dead a lot longer than we are alive? Did you send me that? Anyway, so I blew that up and put it up, you know. And I'm just saying I thought a lot about it. I actually made a paper and put it up over my computer about that. But, you know, that particular comment makes, when I am engaging certain people, you know, makes you think a little bit. You know?
Okay, the thing that's really on my mind and my heart is that we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but if we don't do anything with it, it don't mean anything, and we're all wasting our time. We might as well be fishing or golfing today. So I don't know how we've racked our brains to figure out how someone motivates someone to do something. And one of the things that we could think of is that the people that have invested in you at some level, even though for some reason we're not going to say names, except for three, something about that was attractive to you, right? Or you wouldn't even be here today. Someone invested in you and you were here. So somehow you have to copy whatever those people did for you. You have to copy that in your life for someone else, or we won't exist anymore, right? If we don't multiply that way, we're going to lock up and go away. And so, in my mind, we were excited, like Jesse is excited, really, because I heard you speak at Upward. You were excited when you told that story. Now, they weren't here, but she spoke for 5 minutes about her testimony. And, of course, Johnny and Mary spent was a big part of the 3 minutes at least. And so that is attractive to her. It made her excited. So she is, I think, taking that and model and doing that same thing with someone else. And if we don't do that, it's just essential. We can't spend time in these walls, in a class, in this building. You have to be out talking to people. He's visiting from Honduras. He wanted to go up and see my Guatemalan neighbors, and he's chattering with Diego for 15 minutes, and then we prayed. I don't know, even know have obviously what they're saying, but I mean, we made an impact on Diego. He may never see Diego again, but we engaged Diego.
I have one more I'd like to just share. Yesterday, that was it. Yesterday before yesterday happened to me. My neighbor, who I really don't know that well, but have got to know him a little bit better. But anyway, he was taken into the hospital a couple of days before Christmas, and then he ended up having heart surgery on Christmas Day, and his wife had called me and wanted to know if I'd come in and pray with him on Christmas Day, and so I did. And but yesterday he and I were traveling some together, and he says, you know, after you have a heart attack and you know you're almost gone, he says, I have a whole new lease on life. And he says, all the things that were important to me is not important anymore. I have a whole new outlook. And so he shared all that with me yesterday, and I thought that was really
good. You know, even that's an example of somebody trusting you, and because most people have a big wall up where they're not going to talk serious about that.
But if you're having a heart attack, things change.
Well,
the wall goes down. I think, I mean, that's, and when we have a crisis in our life, the wall goes down, mm-hmm. you know, real big time. But again, it's being aware of, you know, the people that we come in contact with and being ready to say something, you know, just to witness to the Lord. That's the whole name. And, you know, all my life I wished I'd have been that way, but I haven't. But I'm trying to be that way more every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. Pay attention to who you come in contact with. Pick up on words. Pick up on things. Try to figure out where they're coming from. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, the homework question is going to be the same. Pray for God to give you somebody. Pay attention and then actually follow through and engage them. And it makes a long relationship when that happens initially. It's just that it's sometimes awkward or scary to start. You know, it was scary for me to stop at my neighbor's garden. And then next week we're going to talk about how do you pick somebody or what do you look for and what do you do when you get together. I mean, I understand the concept of God giving me somebody, and I don't think he would give me someone that we weren't really connected with. And the ones that I've tried to do that I wasn't, it just didn't work. I think it was my idea instead of God's idea. It's just, some of them just don't work. It's unfortunately, and I kind of get wrung out over that. But and then what do you do when you get together? That was the relationship thing that you two talked about. We want to talk about that.